It is 4:36. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with a doctor who is a motorcycle enthusiast. And anybody that loves motorcycles is a friend of the program. Also been featured on Fox, ABC, NBC, BET, and more. And out with a new book, Shift into High Gear, Better Your Best, and Live Life to the Fullest. Dr. Della Toro, thanks for joining us this afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing sensational. Remarkable opportunity to chat with you, my friend.
Yep, it is. The pleasure is all ours. And I got to first start by talking about the top 10 fears that hold people back, because they do, and how to take charge of them. I mean, everybody's always talking about COVID these days, and, you know, it gets people down. So how can we get over these top 10 fears?
Well, one of the things we have to realize is that we have to understand that what fear is. And fear is basically a response that we have in our nervous system to what's called a perceived danger, okay? Now, the emotion of fear is designed to really create one of two responses, fight or flight. Think about the scary movies that you watch. You respect the person that stands up to the bully or the monster, right? You respect the person that runs away from the monster. The person you have no respect for is the person that sits there and freezes, like, oh my gosh, what's about to happen, right? You're like screaming at the TV, like, do nothing, right?
Exactly.
Fear is not meant to make you freeze. Fear is meant to make you take action. So what we have to understand is we have to learn how to get leverage on fear. Instead of trying to get rid of fear, let's get leverage on fear and understand that fear is only doing its job, because fear thinks you're 5 years old, and fear is set up in the brain by your unconscious mind to keep you safe. So we have to understand psychologically, fear is only doing its job. So when it shows up, you got a choice. Am I going to take action in spite of fear, or am I going to let fear rule the day and win the conversation? Every day that you wake up, there's two warriors fighting inside you, the warrior of faith and the warrior of fear. And the one that wins each day is the one that you feed the most. So you have to learn how to feed your faith and starve your fears. And that's what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the presence of fear and taking action anyway. So some of those fears are the fear of change, the fear of loneliness, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, the fear of something bad happening, the fear of inadequacy, the fear of loss of freedom, the fear of judgment. A lot of people say that they have a fear of public speaking. It's not really the speaking. You're afraid of people judging your speaking. So at the end of the day, we have to understand so when fear shows up, get curious. Ask yourself this question. What message are you trying to send to me? Maybe it means I need to prepare more. Maybe it means that I need more support. Maybe it means I need more of a team around me. Maybe it means I'm taking on too big of a chunk of something too early and I need to break that thing up into smaller steps. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the best quotes that I've ever felt, when he said it in the movie, I felt it. It was Will Smith when he was in the movie After Earth. He said, fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. And it's a product of our imagination causing us to fear things. So that, I mean, if we understand that fear is not real, that would make it easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And what I try to do, again, I try to personify it. So look at fear as a person instead of like this thing, like this emotion. Really look at it as a person. So think about it. If it's 2 a.m. in the morning, you hear a strange sound downstairs, you're upstairs sleeping, you're grateful for fear showing up. Why? Because the emotion of fear sends adrenaline through your entire body and it puts you in fight or flight mode. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you need it. But at the same time, when fear shows up when you're trying to start a new business, when fear shows up when you want to approach somebody to date them, when fear shows up when you're trying to go on a trip to a country you've never been to before, when fear shows up when you're trying to do a different thing in your marriage or your parenting, or when fear shows up trying to get you to stop going to the gym because it's not used to you working your body that hard, you have to say, thank you. I appreciate the fact that you're showing up to try to keep me safe because I've never done this before. But at the end of the day, the fear showing up is proof of the fact that I'm stretching beyond my comfort zone and I'm getting into my growth zone. Because one thing that all high achievers understand, and we teach this in the book, Shift into a Higher Gear, it's vitally important that you not try to live inside your comfort zone, because everything that you want in your life is on the other side of what's comfortable.
And some of the other subjects that you cover in the book, which I love, by the way, it's the first, the 1% better principle and why people should commit to getting 1% better every single day. That helps them. Other things that I love, how to put your weight into the lifestyle changes you desire the most. That's excellent.
Yes, sir.
I mean, there's so
you
many.
You and I both know this.
Yeah, go ahead.
You and I both know, right? a motorcycle. So this book is built on a motorcycle metaphor. Now, you don't have to ever have ridden a motorcycle before to understand these metaphors. You don't have to be a motorcycle enthusiast, but you'll get it. So a motorcycle is very different from an automobile. In an automobile, you have to turn a steering wheel physically to go left or right. On a motorcycle, a motorcycle takes its direction from your intention.
Right.
And a motorcycle knows your intention based upon where you put your weight. So life is the same way. I get chill bumps when I talk about this stuff. Whatever you put your weight into is what's going to create success for you. So the question is, what are you leaning into? Are you leaning into your marriage? Are you leaning into your weight loss program? Or are you just kind of fiddling with it, dilly-dallying with it? Are you leaning into your goals and dreams? Are you leaning into your job and your career right now? Where do you put your weight into? And not only in the chapter do we talk about putting your weight into it, W-E-I-G-H-T, but we also talk about at the end of the day, the greatest things in our life take time. So you got to put your W-A-I-T into it also. You got to be willing to wait. Even though we live in this 5G, Instacart, Instapot,
yes,
Insta-famous, Instagram world that we live in,
right,
some things take time. You got to be willing to put the time in. And I say this all the time. You got to learn how to be like a stamp and stick to one thing until it delivers.
Yeah, that's great. Listen, unfortunately, we're out of time. Shift into High Gear. You got to get it at, I would presume, Amazon, anywhere where books are sold.
Amazon, Audible, everywhere, yep, books are sold. Our website is shiftintoahighergear.com.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Great talking to you. We're going to have you on some more. It's a great subject because I love talking about this stuff. Anyway, Dr. Della Torre, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
It is our pleasure.